Welcome to Good TV and welcome to our teaching session today.
欢迎大家收看好消息电视台以及我们今天的教导。
Today we're going to be talking about the root of bitterness.
今天我们要讨论的是苦毒的根。
And the spirit of bitterness that comes with it.
以及苦毒的根所带来的邪灵。
This is very powerful teaching because it will help you recognize if bitterness has taken root in your life.
这是一个很有震撼力的一个学习，因为它会帮助我们辨认出我们生命有没有这样一个苦毒的根。
God designed us to be connected to Him.
因为神创造我们是要我们跟神连接。
For His Spirit to live within us.
好，让他的灵住在我们里面。
And as we yield to the Holy Spirit.
当我们向圣灵来降服。
Then the nature of God flows through us.
神的神性就会透过我们涌流出来。
Good fruit is produced in our life.
也会因为这样结出好果子。
Love and joy and peace and patience.
会有慈爱、良善、温柔。
But because of the sin of man,
可是因为人犯罪。
We live our life separated from God.
所以我们的生命跟神是隔绝的。
Instead of drawing on the Spirit of God,
所以没有办法从他那边支取他的灵。
We begin to live out of our feelings and emotions and circumstances.
我们就一直都是活在我们的情感情绪当中，或者受困于我们的环境。
And when difficulties come, they tend to overwhelm us.
每一次只要出现问题，我们就觉得好像要被淹没一般。
And we react to people.
我们也开始就会有一些的反射动作。
We harbor hurts and resentments, and they turn to
那我们所回应的态度就是一些的悔恨或者一些仇恨。
So today we're going to look at bitterness.
所以今天我们要探讨的是苦毒。
Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14.
在希伯来书第十二章十四节。
It says, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord.
这边讲你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁。非圣洁，没有人能见主。
In other words, God wants us to desire peaceful relationships.
换句话说，神要我们是渴慕和睦。
It says, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springs up, causes trouble, and by this many become defiled.
十五节又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来搅扰你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。
Bitterness is an issue that people struggle with.
毒根这个是很多人他受困的问题。
It's a primary cause of sickness and depression and many other problems that people have.
其实苦毒也是造成很多人他生病或一些其他问题的主要原因。
I remember I prayed for a young man.
我记得我曾经为一个年轻人祷告。
And the Lord showed me he had a pain in his shoulder.
神就让我看到他的肩膀有疼痛。
But as the young man responded and came forward for prayer,
后来这个年轻人就走到台前接受祷告。
The Lord began to uncover that he had a deep bitterness against his father.
那神就向我显明，原来这个年轻人他非常恨他的这个讨厌他的父亲。
And that the cause of his pain in his body.Was the root of bitterness opened a door for a spirit of sickness and infirmity to come?
他之所以肩膀会疼痛，是因为他内心对他的父亲是苦毒的，以至于这样的一个体弱多病的灵进入到他里面。
When he dealt with the root of bitterness,
当他愿意来对付这个苦毒
，he was set free from the evil spirit.
他就从这个邪灵当中得释放。
And immediately his body became healthy again.
马上他的身体就不痛了。
So the Bible tells us to guard our heart with diligently.
所以圣经也吩咐我们要保守我们的心。
Because from your heart flow the issues of your life.
因为从我们的心会发出一生的果效。
So the quality of your relationships.
所以你整个人际关系的一个果子。
Depends on what flows out of your heart.
完全在于你这个生命流出来是什么样的东西。
And the response people make to you.
还有别人他对于你是什么样的回应。
It tells us be diligent. That means be very, very careful.
那在十五节讲要谨慎。
So God draws our attention to be careful about something.
所以神今天吸引我们的注意力，提醒我们要对某些事情小心。
That we don't fall short of the grace of God.
好，让我们不要失去神的恩。
And a root of bitterness springs up.
那失去神的恩就会有毒根生出来。
When you get hurt by someone,
比方说我们受伤
，it affects you quite deeply.
那当我们受伤害，就会深深影响我们。
You have a choice how you'll respond.
这个时候你要选择怎么处理。
You're not responsible for what the other person did.
你不是为别人的行为负责任。
But you are responsible for what you did.
你要为自己的行为负责。
So you can choose God's way.
所以这时候你要选择是顺服神。
Or you can just angrily react.
还是用你的愤怒来回应。
The Bible says, don't fall short of grace.
圣经讲说不要失去神的恩。
Or putting it another way.
换句话说。
Whatever circumstance you find in life.
不管我们人生遇到什么境况。
Where people treat you badly.
不管别人怎么对待我们。
Or you suffer in life.
或者是你遇到一些患难。
God will give you grace and empowerment to overcome it.
神一定会给你这样的恩典，让你可以胜过。
Love is always stronger than hate.
爱永远是胜过憎恨。
Love will always win.
爱一定会赢过一切。
One in the book, first book of John, it says, "Greater is He in you than he that's in the world."
约翰一书也告诉我们，那住在我们里面的，比在这世界的更大。
So God offers to empower you to overcome what happens and show a gracious spirit.
所以神已经应许说，他要给你一个力量，是能够让你能够胜过你所面对的问题。
But if you don't ask for His help,
可是如果你不求他帮助你，
then bitterness can grow in your life.
最后毒根就会在你里面生出来。
And the Bible says, when bitterness is in your heart,
圣经说一旦毒根生出来，
it is like a deep root growing down into the soil of your soul.
它就好像一个树根一样，会深深地扎在我们生命里。
And it produces a fruit in your life.
最后也会结出一个果子。
That pollutes and defiles people.
这样的一个果子会叫身边的人都受污染。
Notice what it says.
我们来看圣经怎么说。
It says, a root of bitterness springing up caused trouble, and by this many become defiled.
圣经他说，毒根生出来会第一搅扰你自己，然后叫众人都污染。
So when bitterness is in your heart,
所以当你里面有苦毒，
and you allow it to grow without dealing with it,
你又不去处理，然后让它继续长大，
you open the door to spirits of bitterness,
你就是让这个苦毒的灵进来，
and the root growing in your heart,
那它最后生根长大，
pollutes and poisons your relationships,
最后就会污染了我所有的人际关系。
So it affects your marriage,
比方说婚姻，
it affects your relationship with your children,
跟孩子的关系，
relationship with other family members,
跟家族其他人的关系。
And it produces ripples of problems all through your life.
那就好像产生一个涟漪效应一样，就会影响所有的人际关系。
I can remember at one point in my own life,
我还记得以前我自己。
God spoke to me and said, you have a root of bitterness against your wife.
神就向我显明说，我对我的妻子有苦毒。
And he showed where I'd been deeply hurt before we were married.
那神就让我看到，在我结婚之前，我在哪个部分受过伤。
And I wasn't a Christian at that time.
那个时候我还没有信主。
And so instead of reaching out for God's grace to help me overcome the pain,
所以那个时候也不知道说我要来求主帮助我胜过这个痛苦。
My heart became hardened with bitterness.
可是我的里面就因为苦毒变得刚硬。
When bitterness is in your heart,
只要我们里面有苦毒，
your heart's not soft and loving, it's hard.
你的心就不是柔软的，是刚硬的。
And there's like a wall around your heart.
就好像你的心外面筑了一道墙。
Produces irritations in relationship.
就会开始让你所有的人际关系都受到搅扰。
When I told my wife this and asked her to forgive me,
后来我就去找我的太太，跟她分享，我也求她饶恕我。
She was bitter too.
就她说她其实也有苦毒。
And we prayed, and the grace of God came into our lives.
我们就一起祷告，然后神他的爱就来到我们当中。
Something changed in our relationship.
就开始改变我们彼此的关系。
There was a closeness formed.
就里面有一个更亲密的关系。
There was a tenderness came in the relationship.
而且在我们的关系当中出现了一个柔和，一种温柔。
Many marriages suffer because of roots of bitterness.
其实很多的婚姻有问题是因为苦毒。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
圣经很清楚告诉我们。
That bitterness will open the way for tormenting spirits.
就是毒根苦毒会带来一个搅扰的邪灵。
That bitterness grieves the Holy Spirit.
因为苦毒呢会让圣灵忧伤。
Let's have a look in a scripture in Ephesians chapter 4.
我们来看以弗所书的第四章。
In Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
And verse 29.
第二十九节。
It tells us, don't let any corrupt words come out of your mouth, but what is good and necessary to build others up and impart grace or empower the hearers.
污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you are sealed for the day of redemption.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
But let all bitterness and wrath and anger and arguing and evil speaking be put away with all malice, and rather be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another.As God in Christ forgave you.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切苦毒都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
The Bible connects bitterness and anger and arguments and also words that hurt.
你看圣经，它就把苦毒、恼恨、愤怒还有吵闹全部都放在一起。
So it says, stop speaking words that hurt and destroy relationships, rather speak words that encourage and build up and demonstrate kindness.
在二十九节就先讲到说，那种会伤害人、破坏人的话不要出，而反而我们要说的是一些仁慈良善的话。
The Bible says bitterness grieves the Holy Spirit.
圣经也讲到苦毒会叫神的圣灵担忧。
So if we grieve the Holy Spirit,
所以当我们让圣灵担忧
then we have no power to overcome the things around us.
我们生命就没有能力来去胜过这些问题。
So that raises some questions then.
那接下来你一定有几个问题。
What causes bitterness?
什么东西造成苦毒？
Why do people become bitter?
为什么会有人是苦毒的？
There's several reasons people become bitter.
那当然它有一些原因。
And bitterness progresses, it develops.
其实这个苦毒是慢慢形成的。
It develops out of a seed.
它从一个种子开始长大。
When someone hurts you,
比方说有人伤害你。
It can grow soon to become anger.
第一个开始先变成是愤怒。
You get angry when someone has hurt you.
有人伤害你，你一定会生气。
And if you don't resolve it by releasing grace, by forgiving,
如果你没有马上的以恩慈相待，饶恕对方。
Then it can easily grow into resentment.
那这样的一个愤怒就会进入一种就是讨厌。
If you let resentment sit in your heart,
这样的一种厌烦，它如果在我们里面，
it forms roots of bitterness.
它就会开始形成苦毒。
And then finally, it results in hatred.
这个苦毒最后会变成仇恨。
And retaliation.
那甚至要报复。
So bitterness develops in our heart.
所以苦毒一旦在我们里面形成，
you don't just suddenly become bitter.
你不是一下子发生。
It grows like a root when you fail to forgive.
它就好像一颗种子，它是有一个原因，然后就开始慢慢长大。
Hurts come,
伤害来
we become angry,
我们愤怒
we become resentful,
然后开始就厌烦
begin to think about it and meditate on it,
不断地去思想
then we become hardened in bitterness,
最后里面变成刚硬
then we begin to hate the person that's hurt us,
然后苦毒之后我们就开始恨对方
and find ways to retaliate,
然后想尽方法报复
let me give you an example of that,
我们来看圣经的例子
it's found in Genesis chapter 27
这是在创世纪第二十七章
Genesis 27
创世纪二十七章
And there are many examples of this. I'll give you a couple of them.
其实在这里有很多的例子，我先举几个就好。
Genesis 27 tells us about Esau.
在二十七章讲到以扫这个人。
Esau was the elder brother of two brothers, Esau and Jacob.
以扫跟雅各是两兄弟。
Jacob hungered for the blessing of his father.
雅各是很渴慕从父亲得到祝福的。
He hungered to have his father's blessing.
他一直很希望作为老二可以得到父亲的祝福。
And so the father was blind and couldn't recognize which son was which.
可是父亲年纪大了，他看不清楚到底谁是哥哥，谁是弟弟。
So he put on a hairy coat of an animal, and he felt like the older brother, who was a very hairy man.
那雅各他就趁机呢，他就穿上这个动物的毛皮，然后就要。就是乔装成他的哥哥，想要得到祝福。
And he deceived the father into giving him the blessing.
他就是骗了他爸爸，为了要骗到这个祝福。
And in verse 34, when Esau heard the words of his father that he'd given the blessing to his brother, he cried an exceeding great and bitter cry.
二十七章三十四节讲到，以扫听了他父亲的话，就放声痛哭，说：“我父啊，求你也为我祝福。”
He was extremely bitter about his brother.
他非常的苦毒。
He felt he'd been cheated by his brother.
因为他觉得他被他弟弟给骗了。
And instead of bringing grace or releasing forgiveness and blessing,
所以他当时候他不是用恩慈相待，也没有饶恕。
He allowed bitterness to develop in his heart.
他就容许苦毒在他里面生成。
And notice what it says in verse 41 of Genesis 27.
我们来看四十一节。
So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing his father had blessed him.
以扫因他父亲给雅各祝的福，就怨恨雅各。
So notice bitterness has become hatred.
这边就看到苦毒转变成仇恨。
And he said, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand." Then I will kill my brother Jacob.
心里说，为我父亲沮丧的日子近了，到那时候我要杀我的兄弟雅各。
So the words of Esau, her oldest son, were told to Rebekah, the mother. She sent and called Jacob, the younger son, and said, "Surely your brother Esau comforts himself concerning you, intending to kill you."
有人把利百加大儿子以扫的话告诉利百加，他就打发人去，叫了他小儿子雅各来对他说，你哥哥以扫想要杀你报仇雪恨。
So therefore, my son, obey my voice, go flee to my brother Laban in Haran, and stay there a few days until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away, and he forgets what you've done to him.
现在我儿，你要听我的话，起来逃往哈兰我哥哥拉班那里去，同他住些日子，只等你哥哥的怒气消了，你哥哥向你消了怒气，忘了他，你向他所做的事。
So you notice the progression.
所以从这个地方就看到他的一个渐进式。
He was hurt.
第一，他受伤。
He felt very angry.
非常生气。
It turned to resentment and bitterness.
就开始变得是仇恨、苦毒。
Then he began to hate his brother.
他就怨恨他的弟弟。
And he smiles and pretends to be pleasant.
他先这个就是扮起笑容，好像没有发生事情。
He's planning how to kill him.
可是里面已经在筹划要怎么样子去杀他。
He gets over his pain by thinking about how he'll get revenge.
他要处理他的这种痛苦的方式是要报复。
Isn't that true of so many people you know?
你所认识的一些人是不是有人是这样
？They suddenly do something to hurt you, and you realize they've been holding this in their heart for years.
你可能就发现有一些朋友会突然好像对你采取一些很恶劣的行为。你就发现原来他常年以来就对你怀恨在心。
So why do people become bitter?
那一个人为什么会有苦毒呢
？There's a number of reasons, but let me give you three.
其实有一些的原因，但是我先举三个例子。
The first one we've just read about.
第一个原因就是我们刚刚所看的。
Injustice.
就是不公不义。
When people experience injustice.
当一个人经历到不公不义。
Or unfair treatment.
或者是一个不公平的待遇。
They can become offended and bitter.
他们会成为一个好像就受伤苦读的人。
The second one is where people suffer abuse or hardship.
那第二个原因就是有人受到了侵犯虐待。
The people of Israel in, when they were in Egypt, the Bible says in Exodus chapter 1, verse 14,
在这个出埃及记第一章的第十四节讲到
the slave masters or the taskmasters made their lives bitter with the slavery and bondage.
那个时候，以色列人是在埃及地当这个奴隶。然后这边特别讲到，就是埃及人是工头是怎么样的压榨他们。
They suffered hardship and could see no way out of it.
所以这些以色列人呢，他们就受极大的痛苦，看不见前途。
So、they become very bitter.
他们就成为很苦毒的人。
A third reason people become bitter.
那还有第三个原因
is when they suffer loss.
就是他们失去一些东西。
When something is taken away from them that they value and love.
或者是他们所看重、所珍惜的一些东西被拿走。
And they can become angry and bitter.
那他们就会变得是很就是愤怒或者是苦毒。
For example, in Ruth chapter 1 and verse 20.
比方说，在这个路德记的第一章第二十节。
Ruth had gone into the country of Moab.
这个地方是路德呢，他们到了这个摩押地。
With her husband and two sons.
那她呢，带着她的丈夫跟两个儿子。
The sons had married.
那这其实是拿俄米，她的两个儿子都结婚了。
Well, while she was in that country.
那当他们在这个摩押地。
First, her husband died.
就第一个，她丈夫先死了。
Then one of her sons died.
最后，她两个儿子其中一个先死。
And then another son died.
第二个儿子也死了。
And so she said, "Don't call me Naomi now. Call me Mara, bitter."
所以她那时候就跟所有人讲说，不要再叫我拿厄米了，你叫我这个苦毒。
Because God has made me bitter.
她说，因为神叫我成为一个苦毒的妇人。
It's very common when people suffer great loss.
所以当一个人他如果有一个失去一个很贵重的东西
，they become hardened and bitter.
他们就会变得很苦毒刚硬。
And they begin to blame God.
他们也会开始怪罪神。
And that's what she did. She blamed God.
那拿俄米她就开始怪罪神。
So we see the reasons that bitterness comes.
所以我们刚刚看了几个原因。
Something's taken from us.
有一些东西被拿走。
Face hardship.
遇到一些困难。
Or we're hurt by someone.
或者被伤害。
So we need to look then at other aspects of bitterness.
所以我们现在再来从其他方面探讨苦毒。
When people become hurt, they react.
一个人受伤，他一定会有所回应。
And there are two common reactions that people make.
那通常会有这两种回应。
I want to explain what each of these are.
那我会一个一个解释。
And give a couple of examples.
那举例一些例子。
And perhaps you might recognize this has happened in your life.
你在听的时候可能就会察觉，哦，原来你生命可能也有这些状况。
Bitterness opens the door to cycles of cursing or failure.
苦毒呢会打开门，让一种这种重复发生的这样的一种问题，一种搅扰。
This is how it happens.
比方说，它是这样发生。
People make a bitter root judgment.
就是呢，有的人他会做出一些很苦毒的论断。
So bitterness is a state of anguish in the soul.
其实苦毒是一种灵魂的一种焦虑。
And in their pain and distress.
那他们在这样的一个焦虑压力之下
，Instead of turning to God to comfort them，
他们没有来转向神，求神来安慰他们。
They begin to form judgments。
他们开始先是论断外面的人。
To judge means you put on trial and condemn someone。
所谓的论断呢，就是好像你把一个人放在审判台前来审判他。
So when people are hurt, they often form judgments, especially when they're young。
所以一个受伤的人，尤其他在年轻小的时候受伤，他就会开始有这种论断的心态。
A child whose father walks away。
比方说，小的时候父亲离家
，comes to the conclusion all men will abandon me。
那最后小孩子就会认为，所有做父亲、所有的男人都会离家、抛家弃子。
The woman whose father commits adultery comes to the conclusion all men are unfaithful and untrustworthy。
或者某个女儿，她的父亲呢犯了淫乱的罪，她长大就会一直认为所有的男人她都会对婚姻不忠。
The person who grows up with hardship, financial hardship。
或者有谁，他小的时候家里就一直在经济上面有困难。
There'll never be enough for me.
对他长大，他也会认为我永远在财务都会有缺乏。
So people form judgments of all kinds.
所以，每一个人都会有这种不同的论断出现。
You can't trust God; He'll let you down.
比方说，我不能相信我的神。
You never trust women; they'll always hurt you.
或者你不会去相信女人，因为你觉得女人都会伤害你。
Authorities will take advantage of me.
或者这个在上位权柄的总会利用我。
So people judge God.
所以有的人是这个论断神。
I need to look out for myself because God doesn't care.
就会想说我要自立自强，因为神他不会照顾我。
May feel that way at the time, but it's not true.
你可能有一段时间就会这样想，可是这不是真的。
When one man betrays you, doesn't mean all men will.
可能有一个男人背叛过你，不代表全世界的男人都会。
This is a judgment.
那种都是一种论断。
So people judge God, they judge people, they judge others, they judge themselves.
对不同的人，他们可能会论断神，论断别人，或论断自己。
And they forget that they've made the judgment.
他们也忘了他们做出这些论断。
And the Bible says in Matthew 7,
在马太福音第七章
and verse 1 and 2,
第一、第二节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 and 2.
马太福音第七章一到二节。
Don't judge, or you will be judged.
你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
The judgment you judge,
因为你们怎样论断人，
that's what you'll be judged.
也必怎样被论断。
If you give out judgment,
所以你只要去论断人了，
judgment will come back to you.
同样这个方式就会来论断你自己。
And in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8.
那还有在这个加拉太书第六章第七、第八节。
Says,Don't be deceived.
他说：“你不要被骗了。
Whatever you sow,
你撒的种是什么？你一定会收割。
So when we judge people,
所以当我们论断别人
，judge God,
我们论断神
，judge ourselves,
论断自己
，we set in motion a cycle of reaping.
其实我们就开始会去收割我们所论断的。
We begin to reap back into our life.
我们自己生命就开始收割那些果子，就是我们当初所论断的。
Very closely connected to that.
那另外一个跟这个部分很亲密连接的
inner vow,
就是内在誓言
a vow spoken into yourself,
是对自己所说出的一些誓言
an inner vow is a promise that people make,
所谓的这个内在誓言是我们做出的一些承诺
it's a promise they make to themselves,
是对自己做出来的承诺
the promise means something like this,
那这种承诺可能就是像这种方式
I will protect myself,
比方说我要保护我自己
because I can't trust men,
因为我不相信其他人
men will always let me down,
男人总会叫我失望的
I will never trust a man,
我这一辈子绝对不会相信男人
so people make an inner vow,
所以有些人他就做这种内在誓言
usually goes something like this,
那通常会类似这种状况
I'll never trust a man,
比方说我再也不会相信男人
I'll never trust a woman,
我再也不相信女人
I'll never trust authorities,
我再也不相信权柄
I'll never let myself be poor,
我也绝对不会让自己贫穷
or something like this,
或者是
I will never be like my father,
我绝对不会像我爸爸一样
oh dear, you will reap in your life,
那你最后你就会收割
you'll become exactly like him,
你发现你就会跟你爸爸一模一样
him,
因为你先论断他
and that judgment is shown by the inner vow,
那这个论断也就变成一种内在誓言
when we make an inner vow,
当我们做出内在誓言
it means we first made a judgment,
那就代表我们先做出了论断
I'll never be like my mother,
比方说绝对不要像我妈妈
oh dear, you're just going to turn out exactly like her,
就你发现你就跟你妈妈一模一样
I'll never marry anyone like my father,
我绝对不会嫁一个像我爸爸一样的男人
oh my, you're going to attract just exactly that kind of person,
就你吸引到的男人完全跟你爸爸一样
I will never marry anyone like my mother,
我绝对不会娶一个跟我妈妈一样的女人
you're going to draw someone into your life exactly like that.
结果你遇到的女人都是跟你妈妈一样。
When bitterness gets in our heart,
所以当我们里面有苦毒
our words begin to be sharp.
我们的话语就会变得尖酸刻薄。
And if we form judgments and in of our hearts,
然后最后在我们里面开始就有这样内在誓言。
We set in place a cycle of reaping destruction in our relationships.
最后就在我们的人际关系当中形成一种毁灭性的循环。
But people can't see it.
那可是外面人看不出来。
I had a young woman come to me for prayer.
有一次有一个年轻女孩子找我祷告。
She had been traumatized.
她一直很受搅扰。
When she was 12 years old.
她其实才十二岁。
Some man broke into her home and tied her up.
曾经就是有人就闯进她家里把她绑起来。
Threw her on a bed.
把她丢到床上。
Threatened to chop her up with a knife.
而且就是威胁恐吓说要用刀把她砍成几段。
Beat her father in front of her.
而且就在她的面前揍她的父亲。
Wanting him to give them the money.
然后就是要逼这个父亲把钱交出来。
He refused to do it.
那这个父亲拒绝。
She was traumatized.
所以这个女孩子受了很大的伤害。
More than 20 years later, she came for prayer.
经过了二十年之后，她来寻求祷告。
And as I prayed, the spirit of trauma broke off her life. She began to shake.
我为她祷告之后，那个创伤的灵就离开她。
She was set free of the fear.
她就完全脱离这个惧怕。
And then God showed me something.
接着神就让我看到一个东西。
I said you've never been able to have success in relationships with men or money, have you?
那我就接下来问他，我说其实你这一辈子一直跟男人还有钱都没有缘分。
And she said no.
他说错。
I'm highly paid but have no money.
他说我其实他说其实他的应该说用英文的讲法，他意思就是对。
I can't seem to hold on to money.
就是我不管怎么努力，我就是赚不到钱。
Neither can I hold on to relationships with men.
或者是我不管交什么样的男朋友，我就是没有办法持久。
God has shown me why this is so.
那我就告诉他，神告诉我原因。
When you were attacked and when you were such a small young girl and were very frightened.
他说，当你在十二岁，然后看到有人这样子进来侵犯你的家庭。
You made a judgment.
你就做出一个论断。
Against men and against money.
论断人，论断男人也论断钱。
You made it in a vow.
你就做出内在誓言。
Money is dangerous.
你觉得有钱是有危险。
If you have money,
只要你有钱
then people will come and attack you.
就会有人来攻击你。
Then the inner vow, I will never have money.
所以内在誓言就说我绝对不要有钱。
So money flowed away from her, not towards her.
钱就不会靠近你。
I said you made a judgment about men.
然后另外一个就是你论断男人。
Men are dangerous.
你认为他们很危险。
Men will attack me and hurt me.
男人会伤害我。
I'll never let a man near me.
我绝对不会让男人靠近我。
The bitterness,
苦毒
the bitter judgments,
还有苦毒的论断
the inner vows,
内在誓言
had set in place a cycle of failure.
那这三个东西加起来就造成他生命有一个循环性的失败。
That day she was set free.
就那一天得到完全的自由。
The next day she came to me.
隔天她回来
with joy in her eyes.
我们就很开心。
And a plan how to move forward.
看到她充满了喜乐。
Join us again as we share how you can be free.Of bitterness and bitter roots.
所以待会我们再回来，然后再来继续探讨这个苦毒，然后怎么得释放。
Welcome back to Good TV and to our teaching today.
欢迎大家回来继续收看我们今天的教导。
Our teaching is on the root of bitterness and the spirit of bitterness.
这一集讲到的是一个苦毒的根，还有它的灵。
God has designed us for relationships.
神创造我们是要跟他建立关系。
But because of sin, often in relationships we get hurt.
可是因为生命当中有罪，我们就常常会彼此伤害。
And we can choose how we respond to being hurt.
但是选择权在于我们怎么样的回应。
We can reflect God's nature.
我们可以反映出神的神性。
Choosing to forgive.
选择饶恕对方。
Or we can let it grow in our heart.
或者我们也可以让这样的伤害在里面生根
Harboring feelings of anger and resentment
就会变成一种这样的一种愤怒
Until a root of bitterness comes
但是当这种苦毒的根长出来了
forms,
就会变成仇恨
And we begin to defile the relationships around us
最后会沾染了我们身边所有的关系
I want to share with you a scripture out of Exodus chapter 15
那我们现在来看的是这个出埃及记第十五章
Concerning the people of God
讲到的是神的百姓。
They had lived in slavery for 400 years.
在他们这个时候是他们在埃及地当奴隶400年。
And Moses mightily delivered them.
然后神借由这个摩西大大的来拯救他们。
They were showered with gold and silver and riches from Egypt.
他们那个时候呢，他们大声的欢呼庆贺，因为他们从埃及搜刮了所有的金银财宝。
They got 400 years of wealth and back pay all at one time.
他们把这四百年来所被窃取的一切全部赚回来了。
And God promised to lead them to a land that would be full of plenty.
同时，神又应许他们说，一定会把他们带到一个流奶。
So they just had a great victory.
那他们就发现说，哦，他们不仅得胜。
They're free from slave masters.
啊，不用再当奴隶。
For the first time in their life, they're free.
他们发现人生头一次是自由的。
And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water.
当他们在旷野里面走了三天之后，发现找不到水。
And then they came to Marah, and they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. So they called the name of it Marah.
23节到了马拉，不能喝那里的水，因为水苦，所以那地就叫马拉。
And the Lord complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?"
百姓就向摩西发怨言说，我们喝什么呢？
And in chapter 16, verse 2.The whole congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness.
以色列全会众在旷野向摩西、亚伦发怨言。
And they said, "Oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt when we sat by the pots of meat and ate bread in the full. You have brought us to the wilderness to kill the whole assembly with hunger."
他们说，巴不得我们早死在埃及地耶和华的手下，那时我们坐在肉锅旁边吃的饱足。你们将我们领出来到这旷野，是要叫这全会众都饿死吗？
Difficulties in life surface what is in our heart.
那这个人生的苦难会让我们内心隐藏的东西浮现。
So if bitterness is in the heart,
所以如果里面有苦毒，
it will surface when there's some kind of difficulty.
遇到一些苦难的时候，这个苦毒就会浮出来。
Now, God had planned their journey.
那神已经预备了这整个旅程。
He had a remedy for the bitter water.
他已经为这个苦水已经有预备一个另外一个
方法。And he had a provision of palm trees and wells for them.
他其实也已经在另外一个地方预备了有这个棕榈树，还有这有水的地方。
But notice this, the people were bitter.
可是我们看到这边讲说他们发怨言苦毒。
Some of their children had been killed by the Egyptians.
因为他们发现他们有一些儿女也被埃及人杀死。
Newborn babies had been killed.
就新生儿被杀死。
They lived all their lives in slavery.
所以他们这一辈子好像都是当奴隶的。
So they were bitter.
所以他们里面很苦毒。
They were angry.
很愤怒。
They were full of hate.
那充满仇恨。
They had a victim way of thinking.
他们的思想全部都是一个受害者。
Instead of there being faith in their heart, there was bitterness in their heart.
所以与其里面有信心，他们反而是充满苦毒。
And God wanted to heal them.
那但是神要医治他们。
And when God wants to heal you,
神要医治你。
He exposes what in you needs healing.
但是一定会先揭露你里面有什么问题才能医治。
So they came to a place where the waters were bitter.
所以他们现在来到一个地方的水是苦的。
And guess what happened?
就你发现什么事呢？
Bitterness flowed out of their life.
这个苦毒马上从他们里面出现了。
This well or this place where there was bitter waters,
那有这个苦水的地方，
exposed bitterness in their hearts.
它就涌现出他们里面隐藏的苦毒。
When you face difficulties,
所以当你遇到苦难，
whatever's in your heart comes up.
你里面所这个埋藏很久的东西就会出现。
If there's a faith in God and a gratitude to God,
如果是对神有信心有感恩，
then we can praise the Lord and look for His answers.
我们在问题当中就会还是不断的赞美神。
When there's no faith in the heart and it's just bitterness,
可是如果内心没有信心，只有苦毒，
we'll do what they did.
我们就会跟他们一样。
They complained.
他们开始发怨言。
Complained to Moses.
他们向摩西发怨言。
Complained to God.
向神发怨言。
Then they start to blame Moses.
然后开始怪摩西。
You want to kill us.
他说是你要杀了我们。
Can you see the judgments in their heart against the Egyptians? Now they're blaming Moses.
以前他们是在论断这些仇恨这些埃及人，现在转向了摩西。
They made judgments that all leaders will try and kill us.
他们就认为所有只要是做领袖的，就是要杀。
So bitterness is easily recognizable.
所以其实苦毒是很容易就看出来的。
Let me give you some of the symptoms.
那我先给你举一些例子。
Maybe you can recognize it in your life.
可能你听了之后会发现你也有。
Or maybe someone else can recognize it in your life.
或者别人发现你生命会有。
We tend not to see things in our own life. We see them in someone else.
我们总是对自己的弱点是盲目的。
So number one, bitterness shows up on your countenance.
第一个，其实这个苦毒会从你的容貌展现出来。
A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance.
因为一个喜乐的心，它的容貌一定是快乐的。
But when there's sorrow, bitterness.
可是如果里面有悲伤、苦毒
，face all screws up.
那整个脸就会整个皱眉头。
Some of you, your face is giving you away.
有一些人其实看着你的脸就看出来。
Around the lips and the frowns.
不管是嘴唇也好，或者眉头也好。
Secondly, complaining.
第二个是发怨言。
Complaining is an evidence of bitterness.
只要是一个爱抱怨的人，就有苦毒。
Blaming, when we blame others.
或者是怪罪别人。
It's an evidence of bitterness.
那个也是苦毒的象征。
Cursing is an evidence of bitterness.
咒诅人也是苦毒的象征。
When people are, they're continually cursing and swearing, whenever a trouble comes, there's bitterness in the heart.
那这种咒诅可能是一种骂脏话，然后总是好像就是骂别人，这种东西通常也是他内心苦毒。
Another evidence of bitterness is lack of joy, inability to celebrate.
那苦毒的另外一个征兆就是他没有喜乐，没有开 不开心。
Jesus told a story in Luke chapter 15 of two sons.
这个耶稣他在路加福音第十五章讲到两个儿子。
One son, younger son, went and wasted all the father's money, and then came back, and the father forgave him.
这个老二呢，他成了浪子，他要了所有的财产之后离开家，最后什么都失去了，又回来。
Father was glad to have the son back and glad to be restored.
这个父亲很开心，浪子回头，他就饶恕了他。
This is what God is like. He's glad to have us back.
这就是我们在天上的父，他希望我们回家。
Son was repentant.
因为这个儿子这个悔改了。
He was sorry for his mistakes and what he'd done wrong.
他为他过去的行为感到抱歉。
The father welcomed him back and celebrated.
所以当然这个父亲就欢迎他回家。
And that's what God does. He welcomes us back when we turn to him.
所以这个神也是一样，当我们愿意回到这个就是转向他的时候，神也欢迎我们。
But there was an older brother who'd served in the house.
可是呢，这个爸爸还有一个老大。
And he continually served the father.
这个大儿子呢，是一直留在父亲身边。
When he heard the noise of the party, he said, "What's going on?"
他从外面工作回来，就听到家里头好像在办舞会、办宴会。
Your brothers come back, and your father's so happy, has a party.
仆人就说呢，因为你的那个弟弟回来了，你爸爸很开心。
And Jesus taught the elder brother was very angry.
圣经讲到耶稣，他说这个大儿子就很生气。
He didn't want to celebrate.
他不想跟着去庆祝。
And he wouldn't go in.
他也不愿意进去参加。
He wouldn't participate.
他完全不想参加。
In the celebration or joy of someone else.
就是为了另外一个灵魂得救而欢庆。
The father came out to him.
那父亲就出来找他。
And he said, "Oh, you never gave. I serve you so faithfully. You never do anything for me."
这个儿子马上他脱口而出就说，我一直在你身边服侍你多年。
You never give me a party.
你从来没有为我办过宴会。
Notice the bitterness and the judgments.
就注意到他里面的苦毒论断。
He said, "This son of yours, he comes, and now you have a party for him."
他说：“你这个儿子，他到外面这个不孝子，他败光一切家财，现在你还为他办宴会。”
The father said, "Everything I had was yours. You just never asked."
这个父亲说：“你在我身边，我所有的一切本来就是你的，只是你没有开口。”
The evidence of bitterness.
所以我们就看到这个苦毒。
He was angry about someone else getting treated well.
他为了别人得到一个好的待遇就很生气。
He was envious of the treatment of his brother.
对他的弟弟所受到的待遇感到嫉妒。
When others get blessed.
所以当别人蒙福
，When others get promoted,
当别人升官
，When others succeed,
当别人成功
，Are you angry, envious?
你生气、嫉妒吗
？Or can you celebrate?
还是你可以跟他就是同享
？When they're very happy,
就是你可以跟他一起
，When they're celebrating,
一起欢乐吗
？Can you celebrate with them?
你可以跟他一起庆祝吗
？Or are you bitter?
还是你苦毒
？Why they get that? Why not me?
你会还是你想着说为什么他有我没有
？Notice the judgment you never gave me.
你那个论断就是说你从来没有给我
，Unresolved grief.
所以或者是一个没有处理掉的忧伤。
When people have grief that's unresolved, often they become bitter.
一个人生命里头，当有一些忧伤而没有处理掉，就会变苦毒。
Constantly look sad.
他们看起来总是很忧伤的。
So these are evidences then of bitterness in the heart.
刚刚举的例子都是一些苦毒。
And there's a lack of the life of God flowing.
那他们里面就缺少神的生命力。
You can go to church and you can pray and read your Bible.
你可以去教会聚会读经。
But if your heart has got bitterness in it,
可是如果你生命有苦毒
then you can't rejoice and be glad.
你就没有办法欢欣快乐
because the bitterness stops you seeing the good.
那是因为这个苦毒让你看不到好的东西。
When you're bitter in your heart,
你里面如果有苦毒
you can't see good when it comes to you.
即便良善好事情出现，你也看不到
you can't see what God has done.
你没有办法看见神为你做了什么。
Let's have a look what happened to these people in the wilderness.
那我们来看看在这些旷野的人怎么样。
In Exodus 15, verse 24,
在这个出埃及记十五章二十四节
the people complained against Moses.
这些百姓向摩西发怨言。
Their response to difficulty was to complain.
他们对问题的回应就是抱怨。
Was to blame.
他们是要找人来怪罪。
Literally, they were resentful about his leadership.
其实他们的里面是恼恨，对于领袖、对于领导人物有恼恨。
Moses responded differently.
但是这个摩西的反应、回应是不一样的。
It says Moses prayed.
那这个地方就讲到说，摩西呼求到耶和华。
Instead of looking at how difficult the situation was,
他没有去看到境况有多困难。
He turned to the Lord in prayer.
他是转向神来祷告。
You see, when we face difficulties in life,
所以当我们遇到人生的苦难,
they show what's in our heart.
就会彰显出我们内心的情况。
And we can choose then to respond.
那时候我们要选择如何回应。
To repent of the bitterness and release forgiveness.
是我们要这个为我们的苦毒来悔改求神饶恕。
Or be angry and complain and blame.
还是我们继续的抱怨然后怪罪别人。
This quenches the Holy Spirit.
那这样子会叫圣灵担忧。
Quenches the life of God.
然后也会叫这个叫神的生命力来担忧。
And opens the door to evil spirits.
那最后就会打开门让邪灵进来。
Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 18 verse 35.
主耶稣他在马太福音第十八章三十五节教导。
That if we won't forgive from our heart, his brother, we will be delivered to tormentors.
只要我们愿意从我们的内心饶恕得罪我们的弟兄，那么搅扰我们的邪灵就会离开。
Or to put it another way,
我们用另外一个方式讲。
God has forgiven you so much.
因为神已经大大的饶恕你。
Why is it so difficult for you to forgive your brother just little things?
那让你在一些小事上饶恕你的弟兄有什么难的呢？
And Jesus said, if you don't forgive from your heart,
所以主耶稣他说，如果你不能从内心饶恕你的弟兄，
then the door is open for evil spirits to torment you.
那就会让邪灵进来搅扰你。
So in this story here,
在刚刚的这个故事里，
God showed Moses a tree.
耶和华主就指示摩西一棵树。
And he threw the tree into the waters.
他说把树丢到水里去。
And the waters were made sweet.
水就会变甜的。
The waters were made sweet.
水会变甜。
So notice God already had an answer.
所以你看，神早就有对策。
God opened his eyes and he saw something he hadn't noticed before.
神打开摩西的眼睛，是他之前没有注意到的。
He saw the tree.
他就看到有一棵树。
When the Bible is referring to a tree,
在圣经里往往讲到树。
It's a prophetic picture.
其实是一种预言性、先知性的预表。
It's a picture in the Old Testament.
这个在旧约里头。
Of something that was one day to come.
而是代表在以后要发生的。
It's a picture of the cross of Jesus Christ.
其实是讲到耶稣所被钉的十字架。
Jesus died on the cross.
耶稣他死在十字架上。
And as he died, he said, Father, forgive them.
他在死之前，断气之前，他说，父啊，求你赦免他们。
He shed his blood to break the power of sin.
他流了他的血，断开所有罪的权势。
So we could be reconnected to God.
好，让我们能够重新跟天父连接。
Have the Spirit of God in our life.
让神的灵进入我们生命。
And be able to overcome the difficulties of life.
好，在人生当中可以克服各样苦难。
When he threw the waters at the tree in the waters.
当摩西把这个树丢到水里头。
The bitter becomes sweet.
水马上变甜的。
In other words, this God has power to turn bitter experiences in our life and make them sweet.
这里就告诉我们，在神里面有这样的能力，可以让我们苦毒的生命转变成甘甜的生命。
But we have to come in faith to Jesus Christ.
可是我们必须要诚实的来面对耶稣。
There's a story in the Bible of a man called Joseph.
在这个圣经里头讲到约瑟这个人。
And Joseph was given a dream by God of a great destiny ahead.
那这个旧约里头的约瑟呢？神透过梦告诉他的命定。
But his brothers were envious of him.
可是他一讲出这个梦，他的哥哥们都很嫉妒。
They sold him to some Egyptians.
就把他卖给一些埃及人。
And he ended up in slavery.
他最后就成了奴隶。
Treated unjustly.
所以他受到很不公平的待遇。
Falsely accused.
然后被人家的污蔑。
Ignored and neglected.
然后被家人完全的轻忽。
God was working on his heart.
可是那是神在他的内心在动工。
Teaching him to trust.
教导他要信靠神。
At the end of 13 years,
在这十三年之后，
he was elevated out of the prison and he became like second to the king.
他就被从监狱里头被救出来，被提升成为整个埃及地就是次于王的那个地位。
He was promoted by God because he had a sweet spirit.
那是因为神看到他里面有个甘甜的灵，所以神提升他。
Because he trusted that no matter what people did.God was still faithful.
因为他坚定地相信，不管人怎么对我，神一定会帮助我。
Instead of becoming bitter, he forgave.
所以他没有变成苦毒，他选择饶恕。
He looked and kept his eyes focused on what God was doing in his life.
他就让他自己的眼目专注在神要怎么样在他生命动工。
When he finally met with his brothers,
那当他最后又跟他的这个哥哥们重逢。
They were very afraid of him.
哥哥们其实吓死了。
But he'd already forgiven them.
可是他早就已经饶恕他们。
He said, "Don't be worried, don't be afraid."
反过头来安慰哥哥们说，不要担心，不要害怕。
It wasn't you sent me here.
那当初也不是你把我们卖掉。
It was God sent me here.
其实是神的意思把我带到埃及。
So I could bless you.
好让神透过我来祝福你们。
You see why he's promoted so high.
所以现在可以了解他为什么会被高高的提升。
He's discovered the grace of God.
因为他发现神的恩典。
He's become kind in his heart.
他在里头就有恩慈良善，是很温柔的。
Forgiving in his heart，
愿有饶恕。
God has elevated him up，
神就不断地提升他。
So how do we get free of bitterness？
所以我们要怎么样从苦毒得释放
？Well, there's several steps to getting free of bitterness。
有几个步骤。
And we need to just make the steps to get free。
那我们要按照这几个步骤做。
Let me give you a few of those steps。
好，我就先讲几个步骤。
The first thing is to turn to God。
第一个就是先转向神。
To turn to Jesus Christ。
转向耶稣基督。
He is the source of grace。
因为他是一切恩典的源头。
The Bible says, "Come confidently or boldly to Him."
圣经鼓励我们要坦然无惧地来找神。
He died on the cross for your sins。
当初耶稣为了你的罪死在十字架上。
But also for your griefs and sorrows。
也为你内心的这些忧伤痛苦。
He died to heal the bitterness and anger and brokenness in your heart。
他死是要医治你，让你能够完全脱离这些的苦毒忧伤。
So come to him。
所以来找耶稣。
Invite him to be your savior。
邀请他成为你的救主。
Invite him into your life。
邀请他进入你生命。
So you become connected to God。
你就可以跟神连结。
But there are some other things，
还有其他的步骤，
that we can do to get out of the root of bitterness，
帮助我们能够从这个苦毒的根得到释放。
The first is to recognize that there is bitterness in your heart。
第一个，我们要承认我们内心有苦毒。
We shared the symptoms of it。
那我们刚刚前面讲到它的一些征兆
：blaming，
抱怨、怪罪。论断
，no joy，
没有喜乐
，never see the good，
看不到好的
，always see what's wrong，
看到的都是坏的
，face all twisted，
整个脸就是满，就是皱，就是忧愁满面
，cycles of failure over and over again，
然后总是失败，不断的循环发生。
We shared those things。
我们刚刚讲到这些。
I'm asking the Holy Spirit right now。
现在我求圣灵。
To show you if you're bitter against someone。
向你显明你是不是对某人怀有苦毒。
Do you remember making an inner vow？
或者你可不可以想起来，你曾经做过内在誓言？比方说，我绝对不要像我父亲。
You have judged him, and there's bitterness in your heart.
表示你已经论断他有苦毒。
Did you ever make a vow, I'll never marry anyone like my father?
或者你做过内在誓言，说我绝对不要嫁给一个像我父亲的男人。
There's bitterness in your heart.
那里面就有苦毒。
Did you vow, I'll never be like my mother?
或者你讲过说我绝对不要像我妈妈。
There's bitterness in your heart.
你里面有苦毒。
Did you vow, I'll never marry anyone like her?
或者你讲说，我绝对不会娶一个像那样的女人。
There's bitterness in your heart.
你里面有苦毒。
Did you vow I'll never open my heart?
或者你讲说，我绝对不要再打开我的心。
Let anyone near me.
不管谁都不能靠近我。
There's bitterness in your heart.
你里面有苦毒。
Did you vow I'll never trust any man?
或者你想说，我这一辈子绝对不要相信男人。
There's bitterness in your heart.
你里面有苦毒。
Did you ever vow I'll never trust any woman?
或者讲说，我绝对不要相信女人。
Then there's bitterness.
里面有苦毒。
Or have you suffered lack?
或者是你一直很缺乏
I'll make sure I never have lack.
然后你总是讲，我就是这一辈子要努力，绝对不缺钱。
See, bitterness sits in our heart. We're not always aware of it.
所以往往苦毒都在我们里面生成了，却没注意到。
I'm asking the Holy Spirit to show you right now.
所以现在我求圣灵来向你显明。
It's unresolved bitterness.
看你里面有没有没有处理掉的苦毒。
Vows.
还有这种誓言。
And in a moment, we're going to deal with those.
那待会我们就要来处理这些问题。
Here's how you deal with it.
那你要怎么处理？
First, you need to recognize and admit that it's there.
第一个就是你要认出你有苦毒，然后你要承认。
Second, there's a need to repent of harboring the bitterness.
第二个就是你要悔改。
To actually admit to God, I've got these things in my heart.
那意思是你要向神承认说，是的，我内心有这些的苦毒。
I think when you do that, it's helpful to grieve.
那当你在承认的时候，你可能会感到非常的难过。
Because often bitterness is accompanied with great grief, a lot of emotions.
因为很多时候，苦毒它是跟这种悲伤连在一起。
Sadness at the history of being treated so badly.
它往往是因为过去很多的遭遇，所以带来的一些忧伤。
So we repent of our bitterness.
所以我们先为我们的苦毒而悔改。
And grieve over what's happened in our life.
然后为过去的这些遭遇可以感到一些的忧伤、难过。
Then we need to release forgiveness.
接下来就要释放我们的饶恕。
When you forgive someone,
当你饶恕人
，it's like you let the debt go that you think they owe you.
意思就好像说，本来别人有欠我债的，我就愿意说你不用还我了。
They may never pay it.
他们可能永远都没有办法还你。
They may never say sorry.
他们可能一辈子也不会说对不起。
They may never put it right.
或者是不会跟你和好。
And perhaps what they did so bad, there's no money in the world could pay to put it right.
甚至他们对你的所作所为是坏到一个程度，没有任何的金钱物质可以补偿。
So what to do?
那你该怎么办呢
？They did evil to you.
他们做了这种坏事。
Will you let the evil live in you?
那你要让这样的坏事来在你里面生根吗？
And you become same as them.
最后你会变成跟他们一样的坏人。
And do the same sorts of things.
结果也对别人做同样的坏事。
I would never do that.
那我绝对不要这样。
And yet there you are, you're doing it.
可是最后你就跟他们一样。
So we need to be willing to release forgiveness.
换句话说，我们要愿意释放这个饶恕。
To acknowledge the pain and let go forgiveness.
承认我们内心伤痛，但是我们愿意饶恕那个人。
But also, if we've made an vows and judgments,
另外一个就是我们里面有内在誓言。
We need to speak words to renounce and cancel them.
这种时候呢，我们就必须说出来说，我要废除所有这些内在誓言。
And ask God to soften our heart again.
然后求神来再次柔软我们的心。
Start to spend time in the Word of God.
然后我们重新的来默想神的话。
And discover His promises to lead you and guide you and bless you.
看到神的应许是他要来帮助我们，引导我们。
Build that daily relationship with the Lord.
每一天花时间建立这个关系。
You start to find yourself in a position where blessings are flowing.
你就会发现，你就让自己去放在一个蒙福的地方。
When your heart changes,
当你的内心开始改变
，what you're experiencing in life will change.
你在人生的遭遇也会随之改变。
When bitterness leaves your life,
当你的生命是受苦读来引导
，people will respond to you differently.
你生命身边的人也会用不同的方式对待你。
We're not responsible for what others do.
我们不是为别人的行为负责
，but we are responsible for how we react to them.
但是我们要为我们自己的行为来负责。
So I'd like to lead you in a prayer.
所以接下来我要带你们做一个祷告。
And then just pray for you to be set free.
然后我要为你祷告得释放。
Of roots of bitterness.
从这个苦毒的根得释放。
And of spirits of bitterness and hatred.
那让我们里面属灵的里面不再有毒根。
So wherever you are right now.
所以不管你现在在哪里。
Why don't you just close your eyes?
请你闭上眼睛。
And follow me in prayer.
跟着我们做这个祷告。
Close your eyes.
请闭上眼睛。
Allow your heart to remember.The injustice, the loss, the suffering.
你在这个时候，你就会想起，你不管是被伤害，或者是失去一些你珍惜贵重的东西。
It's okay to grieve.
这个时候你会感到难过。
It hurt you so deeply.
因为它很深的伤害你。
Father abandoning you or abusing you.
父亲侵犯你，父亲离开你。
Someone you trusted abusing you.
你相信的人背叛你。
Someone betraying you.
或者他出卖你。
These are painful experiences.
这些都是很让人伤痛的经历。
Jesus understands that.
耶稣都了解。
And His love can heal your broken heart.
他的爱可以医治你破碎的心。
His love has power to melt the bitterness.
他的爱有办法来溶解、融化掉所有的苦毒，但是你必须求他帮你。
So let's just pray now.
所以我们现在一起来做这个祷告。
Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name.
在天上的父，我奉耶稣基督的名来到你面前。
Thank you for loving me.
感谢你爱我。
Thank you for sending Jesus.
感谢你差派耶稣。
To die on the cross for my sins.
为我的罪死在十字架上。
Jesus, I turn to you today.
耶稣，我今天转向你。
I receive you as my Savior.
我要接受你成为我的救主。
I ask you to forgive all of my sins.
求你饶恕我一切的过犯，我一切的罪。
I receive that forgiveness now.
现在我接受你的赦免。
I receive your Spirit into my heart.
我也接受你的灵来到我里面。
And I give you my life today.
今天我把我的生命交给你。
Now, Lord, I confess bitterness.
主，我向你承认我的苦毒。
I've harbored anger and bitterness.
我里面有很多的这种愤怒、苦毒、不饶恕、
hatred、
仇恨、
desire to pay people back、
想要报复别人。
All of these things have been in my heart.
这些事情一直都在我内心。
Because I'm so angry.
那是因为我很生气。
Lord, I ask you to forgive me now.
主，我现在求你赦免我。
I release forgiveness.
我现在愿意饶恕。
To each person who has hurt me.
凡是伤害我、伤害我的每一个人，不管是出卖、
treated me unjustly,
对我不公平、
abused me,
侵犯我、
or taken from me,
或者是利用我。
I release forgiveness.
现在我要饶恕这些人。
I let go now every expectation they'll try to put it right.
现在我就是也是放手，不再去期待说是不是每一个人都愿意跟我和好。
I renounce now.
我现在要废除。
And I cancel in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣的名取消。
Every bitter judgment that I have made.
我过去所做出的所有苦毒的论断。
Against my father.
不管是我父亲。
Against my mother.
对我母亲。
Against other people.
对其他人。
I renounce and cancel it.
我现在完全的废除。
I renounce every inner vow that I've made.
我也废除所有我做过的内在誓言。为了保护自己。
I cancel the inner vows now.
我现在取消所有的内在誓言。
Lord, I ask for your grace to come into my heart.
主，我求你向我倾倒你的恩典。
To heal me.
医治我。
And to set me free.
释放我。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Now keep your eyes closed for just a moment longer.
现在请你再继续闭着眼睛。
As we believe for the power of God to come to you where you are.
因为我们相信这个时候神的大能要临到你。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名。
I break every bitter root judgment.
我断开所有苦毒的根的论断。
I break every inner vow.
断开所有内在誓言。
I break soul ties to those who've hurt you.
断开所有跟那些伤害的人的魂结。
I command spirits of hate, bitterness, go.
我命令这一些的愤怒还有苦毒的灵离开。
Spirits of bitterness, leave now.
苦毒的灵出去。
I command spirits of witchcraft to go in Jesus' name.
我也命令这巫术的灵出去，奉耶稣基督的名。
I release peace into your heart now.
我现在向你的心释放平安。
I release the love of God.
释放神的爱。
God bless you.
愿神祝福你。
And may His peace rest in your home and life.
愿他的平安就停留在你身上，还有你家中。
Amen.
Amen.